You're back with more Matt Patrick.
It is 5:47 on the button right now at Houston's Morning News. I'm Matt Patrick, and I'm glad that you are with us. Also joining us this morning, two guys that, we go to whenever we need expert political insight. Chris Begala, Jim McGrath from BegalaMcGrath.com. That's where they do business. All right, gentlemen. Today, I'm saying we are all Wisconsin. You got the governor, Scott Walker, drops the deficit in Wisconsin from $3.6 billion to $143 million. And the message today is, do you want big spending, big government, do you want reining in budgets, lowering unemployment, which Walker has already done from 7.7 to 6.7 unemployment? Seems to me, Mr. Begala, like an obvious choice, doesn't it?
Well, it sure seems like it, yes. And it is fascinating what is going on. I mean, you know, I guess the left, beware of what you ask for, because it's just possible that Scott Walker and Republicans, conservatives, and maybe even independents in Wisconsin are going to send one heck of a message today, if Walker can win this recall, that says, you know what? I ran on shrinking government. I ran on clipping union rights, and we won. I mean, think about this. Those stats you just threw out, $3.6 billion deficit to $143 million deficit. Jobs created 23,608. Here's one thing that's really important. Union membership, by law, they were offered, Wisconsinites, the opportunity to leave the union. Union membership has dropped. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, and Jim, you know, the thing is that it's a tiny increase in the contributions to their health costs and their pensions, even less than federal workers are now contributing, but still the unions have a problem with this.
Well, I think they just see this as the camel's nose under the tent. I mean, if reform breaks out in Wisconsin, then it moves on across the country. And frankly, these are reforms that are needed. You look at the collective bargaining reforms. They're not taking away the rights. It's reforming the process. It's reminding public employees you serve the public. You know, teachers making over $100,000. You know, if they've served for 40 years, maybe, but that's not the case in Wisconsin. The process has been perverted, and states like Wisconsin, cities like San Diego, have paid the price. They've been driven to the brink of bankruptcy. And, you know, elections are about choices. In Wisconsin, we're going to see if they want to continue down the road to bankruptcy or if they're going to turn back to fiscal sanity.
Chris Begala, Jim McGrath, joining us here this morning from BegalaMcGrath.com. All right, gentlemen, take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about why it is Obama went right by Wisconsin, has not stopped in to support Barrett. You would think that Obama, who is pro-unions, would have something to say about this. Very interesting, conspicuous by his absence in Wisconsin.
Your morning news continues now on KTRH.
5:52. Oh, I like that, baby. Chris Begala, Jim McGrath from Begala McGrath joining us here this morning. I say we are all Wisconsin. We kind of watch to see what is happening with the cheeseheads today, as there is a referendum as to whether or not they keep their Republican governor, Scott Walker. But I'll start with Jim McGrath this time. Jim, let me ask you this. Obama seems to be flying right over Wisconsin, going to California, flying back to Washington. Why hasn't he stopped and supported Barrett in this race?
Well, you could, you know, if you pull back, Matt, and ask the bigger question, why hasn't Obama done a lot of things?
Yeah.
Why didn't he embrace Simpson Bowles? Why didn't he do a lot of things to stand up to the own members of his party, stand up to special interests like the union groups that have driven cities and states to the brink of bankruptcy? He's a weak president. He can't afford. He doesn't have coattails. There are Democrats in West Virginia, in Arkansas, openly running away from him. He has no coattails. He doesn't stand for anything except his own reelection, and it's a sad sight to see.
Chris, is that your belief as well? Is the president just? I think he just doesn't want to get any of this mud on him, because I don't think Barrett's going to win this thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, the fight song for Wisconsin is on Wisconsin. Obama is out of Wisconsin. Here's the guy who voted present as a Illinois state senator 129 times. Senator Obama, are you for it or are you against it? I'm present. I'm here. He's not even there. Why isn't he there? Because he has absolutely no confidence, no leadership ability. He's scared to death what Wisconsin independents may do today and what the middle-of-the-road conservative might do today. They may go out there and say, you know what? Scott Walker ran on limited government. He ran on clipping unions. He ran on job creation, and that's exactly what he's done. And this is absolutely fascinating. We shall see what Wisconsinites are going to do today.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And, Jim, we'll put our nose under the tent and we'll see what happens, okay? I just love that expression.